Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time on this Saturday morning to wrap up the week in politics with Michael Kelly and John Hancock. First, though, you guys are in Jupiter, Florida. How's it been down there?
Absolutely delightful, Brian. We've had a great week hanging out together. We still like each other, and we still disagree on much.
And by the time we get out of here today, the Cardinals' bats have started to hit. We now know that we've got a secure lineup of pitchers, and the bats are starting to get hot. We're looking forward to coming home for April 4th and opening day.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it as well. Now, you guys are getting along, but there was a little division among our Missouri Republican senators on the wall situation. Of course, Senator Roy Blunt voting against the emergency proclamation by the president, where Josh Hawley voted for it and told our Kevin Killeen yesterday this.
100% of the southern border, 100%, is controlled by the cartels.
Michael Kelly, what do you think of that?
I think that the guy's delusional. And, you know, I go back to the same statement I've been making about I'm not sure what the Republican Party stands for anymore. You had Roy Blunt, who stood on principle. I mean, there is a real question in terms of the constitutionality of the crisis and the order that the president's issued. And Roy Blunt stood up and said, hey, I have a problem with this. I want to see the border wall done. But he doesn't like the constitutionality question that relates to the president's emergency order. I think he's got something there. Now, I think he's completely wrong. I don't think this border is an issue the way the Republicans are making it an issue. But I also think it's interesting to watch Republicans go against the very thing that they have been running and winning elections on, which is the Constitution. And if you look at what Roy Blunt's argument is, as a strict constitutionalist, he says this is an expansion of the executive branch into something that would normally be under the legislative branch. I think he makes sense, but I have to tell you, I do take a little glee in the fact that the Republicans are eating each other alive.
John Hancock?
Well, you know, it's a tough call in a lot of ways, because what's happening at the border, Josh Hawley is right, it is a real problem, and drugs are pouring into this country. Illegal immigrants continue to come into the country. The question is this a sufficient condition to execute a presidential order of emergency? And our senators had a differing point of view. I do understand Roy Blunt's position, because the day will come, inevitably, where there'll be a Democrat in the White House that will try and use the same authority to do something that Roy Blunt, Josh Hawley, and I violently disagree with. And now the question's going to be settled in the courts. And the president and his legal team are going to have to make the case that this is an appropriate use of the president's emergency authority. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But for his part, I kind of come down with Roy Blunt on this. I think the legislative branch has ceded power to the executive, and not just in this administration, but for over a decade now. And that's ultimately not healthy for a well-functioning republic.
Now, he's got a little time before he runs again, but Roy Blunt, John, how much do you think this vote may haunt him in the primary?
Well, you know, that race will be in 2022. It's 3 years away. Roy Blunt has voted with President Trump something like 94% of the time. I suspect, especially, you know, this case will have been adjudicated by the courts by then, by the time that election comes up. I would not expect this vote to be a major factor in a primary or general election for Roy Blunt.
Also, President Trump intensifying his efforts to discredit the Mueller report, telling Fox Business Network that, quote, I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it. John, what do you think he's saying there?
Well, I think I would imagine he's saying that there'll be a lot of outrage if people perceive that the report is unfair or somehow slanted in some fashion. I believe, you know, Robert Mueller has a very decorated career in law enforcement, both in the military and in law enforcement. He was the FBI director under President George W. Bush. He served under our own Attorney General John Ashcroft when Ashcroft was the head of the Justice Department. I think Mueller's report will be thorough. I think it will be accurate. I also don't think it's going to find any evidence whatsoever that there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and agents of the Russian government. And I think if that's the case, and my sense is the public will accept that report and we'll move along.
Michael?
Well, we shall see. I mean, if the president truly believes that he's going to be vindicated, then what's he so concerned about? He continues these attacks on Robert Mueller. I think he, and more likely than not, his kids, have got some really pressing issues that are going to be coming at them as a result of this report. I think the rhetoric that the president continues to use is deplorable. He's trying to incite violence. He's trying to discredit what has been a very credible process here. I wish that if he truly believes that nothing happened here and there was no collusion, what's he so concerned about?
And the president also has declared that it's time for the U.S. To recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Michael, what do you think of that and some of the consternation that's causing in the Middle East?
Well, it's going to continue to cause this. And this president and some of the leaders of Israel are wanting to continue to throw gasoline on a fire that, quite honestly, had been working towards peace. Things haven't gotten better under Donald Trump. Moving the embassy and then saying that they are entitled to land that they weren't granted after the World War II is problematic. But that's what this president is up to. He's out there feeding extremist beliefs, and I don't think this is healthy, and it's surely not going to help a peace process, which is in some desperate trouble.
I would be inclined to disagree with what was just said. Israel is our oldest and most strategically significant ally in the most dangerous part of the world. Protecting and defending their security and their sovereignty has been U.S. policy for seven decades now. And the Golan Heights is an area that Israel must have, just the geography of it, to defend itself adequately against rising threats that face them, imminent threats that face them at their border. I think this is a move consistent with U.S. foreign policy over a number of years. I think it's good for the safety and security of Israel, and I think it's good policy.
Well, if you guys can get along during a week in Jupiter, then I think, you know, we all can get along, can't we?
Everybody can get along out there, Brian Kelly. You should have been down here with us, pal.
I should have been. Maybe next year.
We'd love to have you, Brian.
I'm going to go lobby for it right now. Michael Kelly.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for joining me this morning. Have a safe trip home.
Thanks. All right, we'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.